All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, boom. And we're back. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome to the most positive podcast on the internet right now, the Coach HP Show. Today is April the 18th. April the 18th. And I feel I got a great show. I got a great show because there's a lot of things that I want to share. Things that I want to talk about, things that happened this weekend, lots of good things that are ahead. So first thing, I titled this episode, I Quit, because I feel it's important to share with you guys my journey, what I go through, obstacles, achievements, the good things, the things that aren't so good, the things that I wish I could do better. Everything. And I noticed probably about a month ago, something happened to me that I'll release public very soon. But something happened to me that I said, whoa, I got to stop here and I got to really think everything that I'm doing. I was just coming back from a big time event, had every door imaginable closed to me at that event, where I'm wondering, am I really doing the right thing here? Am I in the right place? Am I, what's up, huh? Can you hear me, bro? Let me check this guy here. Any questions? Guys, if you see me on this, ask a question. See if maybe I could help you. Any questions? Boom. There we go. Ask a question. You're on it. I'll try my best to answer it if I can. So I'm back here. I'm at this event. Everything goes wrong. Second time I'm at this event. Guy promises me big time. These are big time people I'm after, guys. I'm not trying to interview, just not on purposely, but the people that I'm talking to are big time people. And pretty much everybody tells me the same thing. They're like, yeah, man, absolutely. We're going to do this with you. We're going to do that with you. And nothing happens. So to me, when I start seeing that happen over and over again, repeatedly with those patterns, I start saying to myself, this is a sign. This is a sign from the man upstairs, because it can't be that all these people are going to tell me one thing and then show up and do something else. So I have to start seeing it. So as I look back and I look at everybody that I have on my show, everybody that was supposed to come on my show, but they just disappeared, didn't reach back out, didn't keep up their word, all this stuff. As I notice all that, I go to myself, this is a sign here. Something isn't right. And then how can I incorporate what's happening to me with you guys in your life, with whatever stage you're at, whether you're still playing ball and you're like, damn, this isn't working out for me. This is a sign. So my sign is I'm here trying to get these big interviews. I got these big people lined up and nobody's keeping their word. For you guys, it might be like, look, you're in your season. You're ready to go. And the coach is not keeping up his word. The coach promised you a bunch of stuff. And at the end of the day, he ain't playing you. He's not playing your kid. Your boss isn't doing what they promised. This is relatable on all sides. And I want to share with you guys what I'm going to do in this circumstance and what you guys can do in this circumstance that pretty much makes everything that everybody does against us bulletproof, which is after that event on Friday, and I see the way people treat me in the follow through of I meet you, I give you my energy, we talk, we make a deal, man to man, mano a mano, me and you strike a deal. Hey, dude, we're going to do this, this, and that. I have you on camera. The beauty about it is I got these people on camera. They look, you're on camera. Like, yeah, of course, of course. And then they ghost me, right? So what I'm going to do moving forward is I'm not going to chase any of these people anymore. I'm going to sit there. You got one shot with me. I don't care who you are. If their people bullshit me, that's on them. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to present myself. I'm going to help the people that I'm helping. I'm going to continue to work with. the people that I'm working with, I've been so lucky to work with the best people in the world. We're talking about in a weekend span that just passed, I worked with one of the best comedians on the planet, one of the best MMA fighters on the planet. So people are arguing the best right now. One of the best up-and-coming boxers, coaches on the planet, dude's a savage. One of the best entrepreneurs on the planet. And all these people here, if they see it, soon these other people are going to see it. And if they don't, that's on them. I'm going to keep doing my content. I'm going to keep helping, answering your questions, which is what I really care about anyway. And this whole point of this show has always been to help as many people as possible, to help them manage my situation in whatever I'm going through, whether it's a good thing, whether it's a bad thing, whether when I was just starting, whether this guy has an issue, whatever it is. So I'm going to combat these people with their negativity, with their ignoring of me, is I'm just going to quit. I'm going to quit chasing them. I'm going to keep reaching back out. I wish them all the best. It sucks because a lot of these people are people that I look up to that I've been watching for a while. So it sucks because as I meet them, then I'm like, oh, here we go. Now they're on the clock. So now they're in the clock of, is this person going to follow through or are they full of shit? That's what it always comes down to. And the more people I deal with, the more higher up they go, unless you really, that they feel that you're on the level, they kind of bullshit you a little bit and they, whatever, and they push you to a side. Which is why I go to with you guys, if you're baseball players out there or parents of baseball players or athletes, and you see that the system, the coach, the scout, whatever it is, isn't following through with their word, take a page out of my book. Don't fight people. Don't call people out. Just keep going hard and doing your thing. Keep winning the little stuff. I have an example of a kid that I'm working with that I'm sitting there watching every single one of his at-bats. They had the guy last week, last batter, getting one at-bat a game. Guys, in the baseball world, it gets no worse than when you're last batter getting one at-bat a game. That's literally horrible. And I sat there and I told this kid for almost an hour. I said, you have to now win the little things. What are the little things? When you get a walk, you got to sprint to first base. When you're on first base, you got to take a big ass lead. They cannot get you out when they send you to steal because the guy flies. When you bunt, don't bump back to the pitcher. Bunt to a corner, fair foul, to get on base. When you swing, you got to swing and connect, man. We cannot be doing foul balls. This is what us people that are in the grind, the day-to-day grind, that have big dreams that we're trying to get, what we have to do. If we don't do this, nobody's going to notice us. We're going to fall through the cracks, and this is all bullshit because we've wasted our time. We can't control that. We can control effort and attitude. What we got right here is the only thing we can control. So, like, I give you guys the best effort and attitude I can. I want you guys to do the same when people start to do this to you. When people keep promising you stuff, they don't deliver, they're like, yeah, whatever, or they jump on somebody else's bandwagon, it's okay. As long as you keep performing with effort and attitude and you keep reminding yourself that at the end of the day, you will win. For my people that have faith, God will take care of you and you will win. I have it here. The last Masters champion, this dude, Scotty, what a savage. The whole time there, super cool demeanor. He's relaxed. Of course he wants to win. He's the number one guy in the world. It's the last day of the Masters. He's super nervous. Wife's about to give birth, all these things. But his friends reminded him, hey, this is why Jesus died on the cross. So you are already a winner. And when we look at life that way, if you happen to be a faith, it really helps us to be like, you know what? What am I doing? Why am I still chasing this chick? Why am I still chasing this person? Why am I still? No. There's other ways. There's other ways to get in. There's a million doors. It's not just one door. So I wanted to share this message with as many people as possible that there's so many opportunities. The one thing I don't want you guys to do is I don't want you guys to criticize any coaches. I don't want you guys to talk bad about any chick, any organization, any this, that. You don't need to do that. We don't forget. Trust me, when you start popping off and winning, they will come back. They will reach out back. And then it's up to you to make a decision. Do I let this person back in or nah, it's okay. I don't need you right now. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this for a while now. Every single time that an opportunity has not worked out as much as I wanted it to, it has been for the best. You name the situation, you name the company, you name the person, you name whoever it is worked out for the best. I would love to do a show that says, starts titling it Popping Off. These are all the people that promised me shit and didn't do shit. Look how famous they are. Look how successful they are. Look, they're this, billionaire, multimillionaire, millionaires of dollars, this is that, and nothing. And here's video. Here's person A, exhibit A, example A, exhibit B. Blah, 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 blah. I would love to do that. And what is that going to do? What is that going to do? Win the little things. Win the bunts. Win the walks. Win the warming up. That's how you get in the game. Before fucking Tom Brady started doing every interview now in the world, the best interview he did was with Howard Stern when he was just about to come out. And he told Howard, listen, I was benched in Michigan. I was miserable. I'm flying back and forth. I started working with a sports psychologist. And that person told me that what is my big moment that I have now? I got 1 to 2 reps in practice. I got to win those reps. And that's what we have to start doing now and supporting each other is we got to win the reps, the short reps. Obviously, all of us want to be in the game. That's difficult. But let's start winning the reps. Let's start getting to work early. Let's start eye contact with the people, the customers that matter, following through, reaching back out. All these things we have to start doing. If we do that, we will win. We will win. Biggest notion of that of winning, my boy, Fernell, one of the best coaches in boxing. He was one of the best coaches in MMA. Alex Pereira's guy. We were with Alex 2 years ago when he fought Izzy the first time. The second time, defending champ. He loses. Pereira loses because it's obviously dropping to 185 is crazy, man. And we're there working with the camp, and it's hard, dude. That dude drops a lot of weight, and it's drastic. Yeah, so dropping to 185 wasn't productive. Makes a rearrangement, goes back to 205, has been unstoppable. For now, at the time, stops working with him, starts working with his sons now, who are two savages that are 20 and I think 24 years old. The youngest one is an Olympian, just signed with Top Rank, is crushing it. Won his first professional bout in Houston last weekend, and now is fighting, which I'm going to be there to support him, in Madison Square Garden, June, I think it's the 8th. I didn't have to beg that guy, hey, man, let me help you. Hey, man, let me do this. No, I presented myself. I build a relationship, and it's 50-50. These relationships that are 90-10 suck. When you're the 10 and they're giving you giving them 90 and they give you 10, that don't work. It doesn't work. Trust me. I don't care with who. Unless you're doing it with God, it doesn't work. Give God 100, he'll give you back everybody else. This doesn't work. This chasing around people, whatever, it don't work. Trust me, I'm the master at that. I made a living out of that. And I'm lucky that this that I do here, I don't live off of this. This has brought me more joy, more hits, personal hits in my life that I've met so many cool people. I've traveled almost the world doing this. I love this. This doesn't maintain me. And I've always asked God, I said, do me a favor, please. When I coach, when I do a podcast, when I interview people, whatever it is, don't make me need money so I don't have to be forced to do things that I don't want to do. And it has been amazing. It has been amazing. I do this for fun. Because I love this. I could do this all day. And it's me editing and just doing stuff. I don't have a crew. I don't have anything. I got nothing. When I fail, it's me looking at me. I only poor person has to deal with that is my wife. I said, baby, this has happened, but we're attacking. We got the knife in the mouth and we're not looking to the left. We're not looking to the right. We're just going straight and attacking. And if you guys and parents out there can do the same, don't play general manager. Don't worry about things you can't control. Oh, but my son this, they should have done that to him. This to me, the coach promised me this. When the chick comes that hopefully you guys are into and she tells you, yeah, I would love to hang out, and she doesn't, what are you going to do? Are you going to call your parents? Oh, I knew she was a liar. That's weakness, man. It sucks, but we got to learn from it now that if we attack with the best effort and attitude right here that we got, we can't lose. We can't lose. So big shout out to my man Fernell. Big shout out to Ali for winning his first fight. Big shout out to my boy Stevie Dunn for winning, I think, his fifth professional fight, which is really, really good. A kid who I trained in baseball when he was 12 years old, and now he's, I think, in his 30s or something. He's boxing. So this thing called life, guys, has so many turns. It really does. I never thought that a kid that I trained when I was 12 years old, I would be now helping him now in his boxing career when he's in his 30s. It's crazy. That same kid, when I was working with him in Beverly Hills, I never knew that one of his teammates, his dad, would create Netflix. The guy's the CEO of Netflix right now. Who knows? But if you just do, and I know it's hard to say because everything that pops now is extremely negative. And yes, look, there's eight people, which I love every, all eight of you that are looking at this right now. I love you guys. I wish there was 80. I wish there was 800,000. I wish there was 8 million. But I got eight. I got the Grateful Eight right there. And all I can do is give those people the best effort and attitude that I can and show them that today, this Thursday, maybe is the time that you could take a little bit of my approach and say, okay, I quit chasing stuff. I quit trying to open the lock, right? Open the lock. That God changed me the lock of the door and I'm there trying to hack it and get in. I could get in this. Don't worry. No, we can't, man. You don't want to go in there. There's a million doors. Go to the other door. Don't compare yourself to that guy. You do not understand the problems behind that person. I was in Beverly Hills. I'm working with some kids. I'm at their pool. I'm chilling. This life is great on a Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, I saw the couple that I was working with. They were leaving. Dude's wearing a suit. She's wearing a dress. 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, they're probably going to like some big time Beverly Hills lunch. I'm like, oh man, that'd be so cool to be a part of that. Guys, they're going to a couples therapy. Ended up getting divorced. Our perception is what matters. And our perception should be effort and attitude. Am I doing the best effort and attitude? If the answer is yes, there's nothing else to worry about. There's nothing else to worry about. And I am proof of that. I am proof that if you can get your kid, if you're young, if you can get yourself to understand that the coach is not the problem, the system is not the problem, the girl's not the problem, everybody's going to do what they're going to do. It's how we react to it. Now, do we want these problems? No. I don't want any of these guys here that reach out to me to have problems finding a team and playing and coaching and all the things that come with it. But that's life, man. That's why this thing sucks sometimes. If you don't have the right mindset, that's why people are checking out. That's why people are resulting to negative things, because this is life. And if you're not prepared for this, it ain't going to be good sometimes. It's not. It's not. Look, this thing just broke off here right now. And with this stands, and I got to figure this thing out now. See what I'm saying? But effort and attitude. Effort and attitude is so important. So the big news today is that I'm quitting that. I'm still attacking. I'm still going to be the most positive person on the internet. I'm still making moves. But yeah, that's it. I'm quitting chasing after people. I got one person left that promised me something with a book that he has coming out, with a kid's book that are coming out that I promised I would help him. I'm going to do my part in that. And after that, I'm publicly, so you guys know, putting all this Coach HP stuff and everything that I do on a daily basis and people that I help out with in this stuff in God's hand. And if people want to find me to help them and it works out, I'll do it. And if people promise me they're going to come on my show and they don't, that's on them. I'm not going to sweat that anymore. I love every single one of you. Thank you for listening to me in this beautiful Thursday afternoon, wherever you are in this amazing world. Like, subscribe if you're into positivity, if you're into winning. And if you're not, I wish you all the best. It's your coach. I love you guys. Questions. If you have questions, DM me at Coach HP on Instagram or send me an email, thecoachhp@gmail.com. And I will help you out if I can. Let's win the small stuff today, the little things. Getting early, the eye contact, the face-to-face, the opening your heart, the honesty, the integrity, old school style. That's what we need to bring back. I've always said, if I could live in a world where we have modern technology with old school values, we cannot lose. Modern technology, because I love this. Look, I'm talking to people. This is the best. But with old school values, old school with modern technology, it's, to me, effort and attitude. I love you guys. See you in the next one. Keep going hard and doing your thing.